Hey guys, welcome back to the Not So Calmada podcast. This is Cindy, and today I am joined by just Liz.
Hola putos.
Yeah, we're back doing one of our duo episodes, and so this episode is just me and Liz, and we're gonna play a game, but first, Liz has our fun fact.
The fun fact, fun fact question, is what's your biggest green flag?
Ooh, interesting. We also have three dogs surrounding us, so there might be some weird sounds.
Yeah, if you hear random noises, it's not me, I swear.
It's not us burping.
It's not us licking. Scratching. Farting.
Yeah, no, not us.
What is it, barking? Yeah, what's your biggest green flag?
My biggest green flag.
And it doesn't have to be, like, romantic, just...
Yeah.
And just relationships.
Interesting. Oh, that's a good one. But I don't know. I'd like to say that I'm encouraging, I think. I feel, yeah. Like, like, in the sense of... encouraging good ideas, I guess, of not being too negative or too critical and ready with the consequences or ready with all the negatives.
That's not what I meant by the question, but I'm glad you said that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I meant, like, and others, like, what's your...
Yeah,
it's fine, though. It's fine. It's cool. I was like, what do you mean yours?
I see that. I see that. I agree. My biggest green flag, now that I have to actually think about it.
My bad.
I think it would be that I'm... What's the word I'm looking for?
Reliable.
Yeah.
I think that's my biggest green flag. I was going to say supportive, but I was like, that's not what I'm looking for, because I can be not supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's reliable.
Reliable. You are really reliable.
Good old... What is that Southern saying? Good old... Well, either way, call me good old reliable. But anyways, we're playing categories.
Yes. A little modified since I got a used game and there's some missing pieces.
Did you get it from an estate sale?
No, I actually got it from my brother.
Oh. Okay.
But I guess he was about to throw it out.
Because he was moving?
Yeah.
So it was like an estate sale.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But yeah, so we're missing the letter die. So we're just going to have our good old friend Max yell out
a random letter.
Pick a random letter.
Pick a random letter. T. She said T.
Ooh, it's a T. Okay. And then I will roll to figure out which list we're going to use. And on the list has 12 categories, which we then have to... write down a word for each category starting with the letter T.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, we have list 1 through...
16.
I only have a 20-sided die, so we'll see how that goes.
Gonna get roll 20.
Yeah. Oh, I rolled a 9.
Nice.
So, list 9.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. And then we also don't have the timer that goes with the game. So I'm going to put a timer on my phone.
How long do they have to last?
I don't know.
Oh, it just says a sand timer. Yeah. Is that a minute?
I mean, I think it depends. I think some are, like, longer.
Oh, it's up to you then.
How long should we get? Maybe like 2 minutes?
That's fine.
Okay, let's try 2 minutes.
We're going to skip past those 2 minutes and get right back to the fun.
Oh, okay, go. Oh my god, this is so hard.
That's Osito. He's whining because he wants a spot on the couch. But not just any couch. The big couch. We can't Google these things?
No!
Fucking hell. What happens if you don't have... You know what? I'll just ask later.
I don't know.
Time's up.
God damn it.
Damn. I don't have them all.
I don't either. So it's just whoever has the most and the most unique. So if we both pick the same word for the same category, we don't get the point.
It has to be one word?
Or, like...
Oh, okay.
You know, okay. The one thing.
None of us gets the point?
Yeah.
Score double points for repeating the road letter as... Oh, like, as... Fucking lame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so for number one, it was restaurants.
Yes.
I got Taco Bell.
Nice. I got Twin Peaks.
Ooh, nice.
So we get a point?
Yeah.
Where do we add this up?
I don't know.
You know what? I'll just put one over here.
Yeah, maybe on the top, like a tally.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number two was Notorious People.
I put T.I. It's notorious to me. What did you put?
No, that is good. All I could think of is T-Pain.
I didn't put that down.
You shut up!
He's not notorious.
He's notorious to me!
He was the first rapper with auto-tune. He made that shit.
Yeah, he did.
He's notorious. The only thing T.I. is notorious for is one, his vocabulary is great.
True. That is true.
Two, for also being a weirdo. So
that is also true.
So we both get a point.
Okay. Third category was fruits.
I put tangerine.
Damn. I also put tangerine.
Damn it!
No point.
No points.
Okay, four was weapons.
I didn't put anything.
I didn't put anything either.
Great. Great.
No points. Okay, five was toys.
I put train set.
Ooh, nice. I put T-ball.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Six was household chores.
I put taking out trash.
It's good. I didn't have anything.
Yes.
Seven was bodies of water.
What'd you put?
I didn't have anything.
Put tide pool.
That's such a good one.
Planks.
Damn. Okay. Eight was authors.
I didn't have anyone.
I didn't have anyone okay. either.
I was like, I only know J.K. Rowling. That bitch does not start with a T.
No.
You can't put the J.K. Rowling.
I mean, she is the...
I mean, yeah, but anyways.
Yes.
Nine was Halloween costumes. What mm-hmm. did you put?
I put tiger.
Nice. I put Tin Man.
Ah, nice.
And then I don't have anything after that.
Really? Okay. 10 was funny movies.
What did you put?
I put 10 Things I Hate About You. I think it's funny.
Max, do you think it's funny?
10 Things I Hate About You?
It's funny.
It's kind of funny. Teen comedy.
Okay, you get it. You get it.
Yeah. Okay, and then 11 was things that are round.
What'd you get?
Tambourine.
That's what I was looking for. I was like, tuba? No.
No.
I was like, trombone? No.
Tambourine.
Damn it.
Okay, and then last.
Things in a pet store.
Things in a pet store.
What'd you put?
Toys.
You fucking bitch. How many did you get?
Seven.
God damn it. I got six.
You could have had treats.
Girl, I was thinking when you said time's up. I was like, hey, y'all. Stop yelling at me.
No, it's okay.
That yeah. was fun.
That was good. That was good. It's good. And next one. Let's put that back in the stack. Okay. Do you want to roll this time?
Sure. I got 11.
Ooh.
Max, pick a letter.
H.
H. Ooh.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn up the volume so we can hear it. Because I keep my phone on vibrate. Okay. It was H, right?
Mm-hmm. Did it start?
No, hold on.
Oh.
Okay. Una, dos, tres.
And?
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. I'm also trying to think of things you wouldn't think of.
Girl, not me. I'm just writing whatever the fuck I think.
Time's up.
Damn.
This one was harder. I didn't have as many this time.
I had more this time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But you were overthinking it.
I was, probably. Okay. Oh, I just put it up. I don't know why. Okay, so we had the letter H in list 11. First category was things that need to be cleaned.
Up a house.
Damn, I did too.
Damn.
Okay, two. Famous duos and trios.
What'd you put?
I didn't have anything.
For duos, I put husband and wife.
Oh.
And then for trios, I put husband, wife, and kids.
What? Trio?
I don't think that's what they meant, but I like it.
Oh.
They meant like a threesome.
You're like, well, maybe that is what they meant.
Like, I still got the point.
You did. I thought it was like Bonnie and Clyde kind of thing. Like a famous.
Like an actual name.
Yeah.
R.
But yeah, but that's good. Three. Things found in a desk.
What'd you put?
I didn't have anything.
I put hole puncher.
Ooh, noise. Noise. Four. Island hotspots.
Hawaii.
I put Hawaii.
Damn.
Yeah. Five. Things at a hospital.
Didn't think of anything.
Really? I thought of hot press, but I don't even know
if that's a thing. Is that like a sandwich thing?
Yeah, probably. So, yeah, no.
I don't know about that one.
I know.
I never see hot sandwiches at the hospital, but then again, I mean,
the kitchen, yeah. No. Six. Words associated with money.
I didn't get anything.
I didn't either.
Damn.
Okay.
No. Seven. Items in a vending machine.
Hot Cheetos.
I knew you'd pick hot Cheetos, so I went with hot fries.
Nice! At least we both get a point.
Yeah.
So I went with hot fries. Nice.
Okay, number nine, games.
Hot ones.
Ooh, that is a good one. I didn't have anything.
Well, we just played that one, so.
We did.
Well, a couple months ago.
Yeah. Okay, number 10. Things that you wear.
I put Hollister shirt.
What? Yeah, I wear that. It's
oddly specific.
That's all I can think of.
I thought hat. I thought you were going to say hat.
Nice. So what did you put?
I put heels.
Nice. See, either way, we got a point. No, see, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I was like.
It was like two top could wear for tea, but I'm not wearing it with tea. It's like still stuck on shirt.
Nice. Good for you.
Okay, 11 beers.
Put Heineken.
Heineken, yeah.
Damn.
Did you get it? 12 things at a circus?
I didn't get to it.
Well, yeah. I was just like, the fuck is at the circus? I was gonna be hot cocoa, but I was like, I don't know, that's always at the circus.
Yeah.
How many points you get?
I got two.
Yes!
I got five.
God damn.
Just right, Joss.
Yeah, my mom and my aunts play this game.
Really?
But without all these cards and points.
Yeah, interesting.
I think we play with quarters.
Oh, okay.
So you put a quarter in, and then if you win, you win.
But it's a quarter. I think it's only like five things. Like,
oh, like
five. People plays thing, fruit or whatever. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. nothing too big
and nothing too like specific.
Yeah.
Either.
Your turn for the dice.
Okay. To see what we get. 11 again. Let's re-roll that. 13.
We don't have a 13.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, shit. I don't know why I thought we went to 12.
No.
Max, pick a letter.
O.
Damn,
that's a hard one.
A lot of O's.
Osito. What's she doing? That's the only O I know. There's no room. Go to the bed. There's a bed over there.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, okay. A la una, dos, tres. No. Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
No, man. Why did you pick O?
I know. This is bad. Time's up.
What are vowels?
Like
the sounds, right?
Ow.
Or is it the I E O?
I E O.
Okay. No, that's syllables. Okay.
Yeah, that's syllables. Well, I can tell you off top, I only have two words.
You got five.
Nice. Okay. So Liz, one, things you can tie in a knot.
I didn't get shit for that. I was like, bitch.
Neither did I. Okay, two, things that are soft.
I put orange. Oranges can be soft. If you peel them. I'm just saying.
I don't know, Max. Do you think oranges are soft?
Or can be soft?
Oranges?
When you peel them?
Yeah, so they're squishy.
Thank you.
I guess. Three, things in a sci-fi movie. I didn't get anything.
I put outer space.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe, yeah.
Only because it's another question. Things in outer space.
Four, words with four different vowels.
Yeah, I didn't, that's where I was stuck at.
Yeah, I don't know. And then five, things that kids play with.
I didn't get anything.
I didn't either.
Damn.
I know. Six, things at a wedding.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. And then seven, hot places.
Mm-mm.
No, neither. And then eight, things in outer space.
I put outer rings of Saturn.
Okay.
Because in outer space.
I put Orion's belt.
Nice!
Yeah.
I was thinking asteroids, which alright, Orion's belt, but you know.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
No, this is starting with an O.
But then that's the only O word I could think of for the rest of the time was Orion. I'm like, damn.
Nice.
And then nine, sounds.
I didn't think of anything.
All I could think of is onomatopoeia.
Oh, nice. So that's a sound.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one. Nice. And then.
Yeah, ten. I should have put.
What?
Owl noises. What an idiot I am.
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
Ouch.
Ouch is a good one.
Keep yourself over there, audience member. You picked the hard fucking letter.
Yeah. Okay. 10 things that are cute. I didn't even see this question.
Goddamn. I put ostriches.
Okay.
Ostriches are cute.
Sure.
You know, beauty is subjective.
It is. 11 famous singers.
I didn't get anyone.
Not any there. And then 12 things at an amusement park.
Put orange soda.
I guess.
Liz wins again. Yes. Osito took my spot on the couch if everybody wanted to know.
Yeah, he finally got a spot.
That's because I scooted over. Because I know that's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a big baby. You're just a big baby.
You're just a baby.
Okay. Moving on up, Liz. Moving on up. Fucking hard-ass letters.
I know. What is she going to give us now? You?
Why?
Oh, why?
Z. I only know zebra.
And no, xylophones with an X.
Damn! Sounds like a Z.
Right.
Anyway, it was my turn to roll.
Yeah.
What does that say, Cindy?
14.
Okay, audience member, pick a letter.
R.
Oh, thank God. I know a lot of R's.
I feel like there should be a lot of R's. We'll see.
I know some words.
I know the English language.
Sometimes.
Okay. Las una, dos, tres.
She didn't
know. I don't know. Chewing her own ass.
Damn.
Time's up. Damn, this is harder than I thought it would be.
Easier than the Olo.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, list 14, category 1. Things that are worn above the waist.
I put rings.
Ooh, it's good. I did not think about that.
Oh, okay.
I thought ribbon.
Okay.
Right.
I never seen ribbons on a feet. Well, unless you're wearing ballet slippers. Anyways.
I don't know. Let's not get into that. 2, things that are bright.
I put ring light.
Ooh, nice. I put ray of light.
Okay.
All right. Okay, 3, things that have numbers.
I put recording machine.
Ooh, like it. I had nothing.
Okay.
And then 4, things found in a gym / health club.
I put ropes.
Ooh, nice. I put rower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then 5, chain stores.
I didn't have anything.
All I thought of is Red Lobster.
Oh, bro, Rue 21.
Rue 21.
Damn it. Anyways, Red Lobster's good.
Yeah. It's a store.
Yeah.
You buy food. Okay, 6, ways to say hi and bye.
I didn't have anything.
I didn't either. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 7, things in a garden.
I put rain gutters.
Nice. Sure. I put radishes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, people like radishes.
Yeah.
In their garden.
They might have radishes. 8, things people use to decorate their houses.
I put red lights. They're like really popping.
Sure.
Have you seen on TikTok?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you put?
All I thought of was ribbon again.
Can you use the same word?
Probably not.
I was like, because I would have put something else. I think rings. But I'm not 100%.
No. Okay. And then 9, items in an office.
What'd you put?
I put ruler.
Damn, so did I.
Okay. And then 10, things in pairs or sets. Yeah. Oh, wow. I just read that and I misread it earlier and I was so confused. I thought it said things in Paris or sets.
And okay, I did say Paris, but I have dyslexia, Cindy, so. So I reread it. So I was like, things in Paris. Did you have anything?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was Paris. 11, artists.
I put Rembrandt.
Oh, it's a good one. I didn't get that far. And then 12, cruise ship destinations.
I didn't have anything.
I know. I was going to put down Rome, but I don't think that's a cruise ship destination.
I was going to put Russia. I was like, no one wants to go to Russia.
No.
I don't think you can get there by boat.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
No, no.
How many did you get?
I got 5.
Yes!
I got 6.
Damn.
Moving on up.
Let's put that back. Okay. Guess it's your turn to, or my turn to roll?
Yeah, it is your turn. Okay. Are you not comfortable after stealing my spot?
After it was pre-warmed up?
Literally.
Okay. Have we done 12?
I want to say no.
Okay. Then we're doing 12.
Letter?
What did I just say?
R.
S.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
La una, dos, tres. Damn. Okay. Damn, time's up.
Needed 2 more.
Ah, I didn't even get to the last one.
Cow, bum.
Damn. Okay.
All right, first one, vegetables.
I got squash.
I got sprouts.
Nice.
Yes, I didn't think of squash. I was like, you can eat sprouts.
Yeah. Okay. 2, things that make you scream.
I put scary clowns.
Those make me scream. Yeah, yeah. I put shadows.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That could make me scream.
Yeah, yeah. 3, things you throw away.
I put down straws.
You don't care about the environment, Cindy.
I didn't say me personally.
You throw away. I put stale chips. Because I care about the environment.
Okay.
4, careers.
I put stewardess.
Nice. I put sales agent.
Nice.
I didn't even think of stewardess.
5, things you celebrate.
I put summer break.
Nice. I didn't think of anything. That's a good one. Okay. 6, cartoon characters.
I put Steven Universe.
Nice. I put Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay, yeah. She did have her cartoon show.
She did.
7, types of drinks.
I didn't have anything.
I put scotch straight up.
Ooh.
I don't even drink that.
Nice. 8, musical groups.
I didn't think of any.
I didn't either.
Damn.
I know.
9, science things.
Serums? Like, no, serums?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think of anything.
Yeah.
Noise.
Yeah. And then 10, things to do on a rainy day.
I put sleep.
Ooh, noise.
What'd you put?
Stay inside.
Okay, yeah.
11, trees.
I put sycamore.
Damn, I could not think of any trees.
Nice. For me.
And then 12, personality traits.
Yeah, I didn't get to that one.
I put steely.
Steely?
Yeah. You're made of, not made of steel, but like someone gives you a steely glance, okay, or a steely face.
Yeah, sure.
Not steely like I stole you, yeah, but steely like steel. Metal. How many you get?
I got 8.
I got 9! Yes!
Damn!
I'm winning, Max.
Audience member.
Cheer. Yay!
Okay, last one. And then, well, I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know.
It is 6? Yeah.
Cool.
Lighter?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, timer. Okay, and I want to, dos, tres. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know words. Wow.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. Glad I know now. Time's up.
Damn.
She
was hoard.
It was. I only got 3.
And I got 7.
Nice. Okay. So list 6 was 1, nicknames.
I put Ellie.
Oh, nice. I didn't have anything. 2, things in the sky.
You have anything? No. Put elephant clouds. A cloud that looks like an elephant. I've always seen that.
Okay. Always. 3, things with windows. I didn't have anything.
I put emerging submarine. Because it's emerging.
Okay.
It's a submarine.
Yeah. And 4, universities.
Nothing.
Yeah. 5, fish.
Nothing.
And either. 6, things you add water to.
You got something?
No.
Me either.
7, things that have spots.
Mm-mm.
And then 8, things that smell bad.
I put ears.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. 9, things you're afraid of.
I put eels.
Ooh, it's a good one. I put escargot.
Nice.
Yeah. And then 10, terms of measurement.
Nothing.
I put eons.
Nice.
Right, yeah.
I mean, humans don't usually use that, but okay.
But
alien lady.
Someone does.
Alien lady.
It's measure something.
Okay.
11, items in this room.
I put 11 plants.
Ooh, okay. I put ears.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And 12, book titles.
Ender's Game.
Ooh, that is a good one. I didn't have anything.
Yes! Liz has won the game! Let it be known. It's recorded.
She has, sadly.
Wow.
Although, this is a better result than you losing.
Why are you laughing, audience member? I hope you make your own drinks from now on.
Yes!
I know words.
I know my vocab.
I also care about the environment. Cindy said she throws away straws.
I said stem tips.
Not always. I do use reusable straws.
That's not what she said.
Oh, okay.
That's not what she said.
Okay, Miss Studious.
Studious.
Hella Studious. Studious fool.
Yeah, it's a cool game. No, yeah, I know. I've seen a lot of TikToks where there's this new game where it's like this electric machine thing, but it's just a circle with all the letters around it, and you press each letter.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too, yeah.
I've been wanting to get that and play it.
That sounds really intense.
But it's also like a finding a word for each letter.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of intense. And then mm-hmm. it's a time too, right?
It is timed. But it looked fun. But yeah, I feel like anything timed is just
pressured.
It's just so much pressure.
It is.
Which I just saw a TikTok of, I guess it was like a parent and they were recording their daughter. And it was like POV of showing kids why we're hella anxious now. And it was,
was it that doctor game?
No, but it's similar. It's the one with all the shapes. Yeah.
All the shapes?
Yeah. And like you're trying to put it in all the right spots that fit just that shape.
And that one's timed?
And it's timed.
Push
and
the table down.
It pushes it down and it starts to go up. And so when the time's up, it just explodes mm-hmm. and all the pieces go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That
sounds intense.
It was.
Very intense.
It was intense.
I don't think I ever played that game when I was little, though.
No.
Neither did the doctor game.
No?
Because it's intense.
It is
intense. What the fuck do I want to be pressured? I'm not a doctor.
Be a doctor?
Yeah. I know. I feel like those are games. I didn't have them personally, but if I visited a kid that had them and I played them a couple times, and
perfection.
I was like, perfection. Mm. That's what it is. But yeah,
that's the
shape
game.
Yeah, but yeah, it's very anxiety inducing.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the word. The therapy term word.
Sure.
What? No, man.
You lose it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Disenfranchised grief.
Yes, you were telling me that you just learned this.
I didn't just learn it, but I did learn it. I want to say last semester.
Okay.
So in the spring.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just means grief that isn't recognized by society.
Interesting. I feel like someone was talking about something in particular, but it's like a grief that isn't like a recognized
loss. Like, yeah, like people are like...
But... Interesting that it has a word.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Like, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I just didn't have the vocabulary term for it. But yes, disenfranchised grief is usually, like, people losing a job.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah, like, the situation I had heard was, like, grieving a friend.
Yeah, losing a friendship, losing mm-hmm. a job, and then losing a pet. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah
so I remember seeing it in my textbook. Because I'm pretty sure, what class was it? It was a sad-ass class. Probably like trauma and grief class. And it was disenfranchised grief. I was like, this makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Yeah, it's like grief that just doesn't have a lot of support mm-hmm. if you lose it. Like you said, like a friend or losing your job. Like, oh,
yeah,
tough luck. That's my North Face jacket. I've been looking for that bitch for 6 months.
God damn it.
I know. It's no, just, babe, I wore it when I went back home, and then I dropped it off with you.
You
I've been looking for that. Remember I asked you about it?
Oh, yeah.
It's that right. One. Well, I didn't lose it. It's right there.
It's right in front of you.
It's right in front of my eyeballs. But I lost it, which was fine. It was a gift.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll get a new jacket.
It's a nice jacket.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but I mean, I wasn't upset because it was a gift from my ex.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn. Whatever.
Nice.
Anyways, disenfranchised grief.
Yes.
Basically, just grief that you don't have a lot of support.
No, it's like very niche, I guess.
Yeah, or it's seen like expected to get over. You're expected to get over
quickly.
Yeah. To like common things, but that actually have an impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people are just like, well, not all people, but no, mostly most they're like,
people.
Oh, you're sad about that?
Why?
Literally, like, oh, tough luck, buddy.
Yeah, better luck next time.
Literally. Like, sir, I just lost my job.
I know. And I feel like it kind of feels like our generation is sort of recognizing a lot more of those griefs.
Yeah, I think they're more accepting of different things, that different traumas that people go through, not just like generalized traumas like losing a family member. Yeah. Obviously, everyone loses a family member.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah, but they're not just like, oh, you lost a friendship? Bummer.
Yeah,
get over
go
it.
Go make a new friend.
Literally. Like, damn, that sucks, bro. Like, they actually give you sympathy.
Yes, exactly. And I guess it's just older generations wouldn't categorize certain things as like a trauma or as a loss.
Yeah, it's just like bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Bad luck or tough situation.
Yes.
But not something important for you to like, what's the word?
Have to
sit
like,
on.
Yeah, deal with.
Think about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that reminds me of Kaylee, my not dog. She didn't want to eat right for like a couple of weeks, which turned into like a month or two when it was around Eddie's death date. And I was like, oh, damn, bitch, you're grieving.
Yeah.
Because the vet was like, good news, bad news. I was like, what's the bad news?
Yeah.
It's like, bad news. Nothing's wrong with her, which is the good news.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want to eat. I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I told my mom that, and she's from a different generation. Mm-hmm. She's like, you're being silly. What do you mean?
She's just being a goof.
Literally, she's like, she doesn't remember that. I was like, yes, they do.
Yeah.
She's like, no. She's in a silly, goofy mood, and you're also silly for listening. And I was like, bitch.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to eat.
It's actually manifesting.
Literally, I was like, and then she started eating regularly later on. I was like, you think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just silly, goofy people.
No, yeah. Similarly, my mom recently, I don't know what made her say it, but she was like, I guess because she's starting to be around like my dog, and like my sister has two dogs, and my niece has a dog, so she's around more dogs, and she's like questioning if dogs actually have some kind of intelligence. And I'm like, yes, they do, mom.
You think they're just stupid?
Which makes
I mean, it makes sense because she's never been around dogs like that.
Yeah, like because she has
a long term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she has had dogs like in Mexico, but they were mostly like
street
outdoor
dogs. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm like, no, they do recognize shit.
They have feelings.
Yeah. But they probably do have thoughts,
you know, dreams, aspirations of one day getting that bowl of food off the counter, you know?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my mother, but the opposite, I guess.
Yeah, like.
Your mom's like,
Do they
be thinking for real? My mom's like,
nah.
She can't feel sadness. You're stupid. Okay, lady. And I see why people fall for those pet therapist speaker people.
Yeah.
But I know what my fucking pet feels. Don't fucking talk to me about my fucking pet.
I don't know.
Exactly. Wait, are you talking to me or them?
You.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Of course not. But maybe.
Nah, girl. I know my pet feels. I need some fucking lady telling me.
I mean, I think I know what my dog feels. But I wish I knew what he thought.
They don't know what your dog is thinking, Cindy. You know your dog better than they know your... They've only met your dog. Well, you think they can read their fucking mind?
Cindy.
I don't know. You better change dog because I don't believe in them. They're a scam. And until I'm proven otherwise, I will continue with my stance.
Okay.
Some woman's gonna tell me what Osito feels.
Maybe.
the man who ate my special brownie. No, I know what he feels. You don't know that.
He's just thinking of food.
Literally. And now he's thinking, God, why is the sky spinning above me? Dear God, make it stop.
He doesn't know because he ate the fucking brownie.
That he's
feeling a certain time away. And then when it was all the way, he's like, damn. That was crazy.
That was a crazy 24 hours.
The Lord above me works in mysterious ways. That's what he's singing. He's like, wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Some random lady's going to tell me, oh, blah, blah, blah. No, I know why my pet is feeling a certain type of way.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So no. I said what I said.
No, I know you're right.
Good.
But a part of me is hopeful.
God damn it. That's the end of this podcast. Liz is quitting. She's quitting.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it, guys. Until next time.
There is no next time. Liz will not be here.
She will. She'll be back.
Bye, guys.
Bye, putos.